USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the 19th annual remembrance of the 9/11 terrorist attacks on New York, Washington, and the crash of Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden both plan to attend ceremonies in Shanksville today. Last night, a Towers of Light tribute was held there to remember those who died when the hijacked jet crashed in a field. This man in attendance last night said,
"It was our Pearl Harbor for our generation. And, you know, these lights represent the souls that went up to heaven."
Vice President Mike Pence will be at one of two memorials being held in New York City today. A service will also be held at the Pentagon. About two dozen people now dead in devastating wildfires, burning millions of acres across more than a dozen western states. Dozens of people are also missing in California. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making $10, $20, even $40,000 a month flipping houses? Then listen to this exciting opportunity. Jeremy Iles and Tony Rosenblum, founders of High Impact Outcomes, are ready to show you how they have helped first-time investors flip hundreds of houses in 39 states for substantial profits. What's their secret, you ask? Just text HURRY to 72000 right now, and they'll send you a free copy of their 40K Formula Flip Kit. See how using their innovative strategies with the right internet search tools can help you create off-market deals that real realtors and other investors don't even know existed. Text HURRY to 72000 now to get your free 40K Formula Flip Kit and get ready to see how fast you can receive your first or next real estate paycheck. Text HURRY to 72000 right now to get your 40K Formula Flip Kit plus free tickets to a live interactive online training class. Text HURRY to 72000. That's text HURRY to 72000 for your free 40K Flip Kit now. They can't wait to see you there. Individual results may vary.
More now on remembering 9/11. Shortly after the first attack in Lower Manhattan that day, then-President George W. Bush was alerted while visiting his school, and a short time later, he made his first remarks to a shaken nation about the tragedy.
"Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts."
Also on this date in 2012, 8 years ago, terrorist mobs with guns and grenades waged a fiery night-long attack on a U.S. diplomatic outpost in Benghazi, Libya, killing U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans. President Obama spoke to the nation the next day about that.
"Make no mistake, we will work with the Libyan government to bring to justice the killers who attacked our people."
Republican senators say they doubt there'll be passage of a stimulus package before the election after a pandemic relief bill failed yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Three federal judges ruling against President Trump's order that undocumented immigrants not be counted in the U.S. Census. President Trump issuing a memorandum back in July arguing that illegal aliens should not be counted for the purpose of deciding how many members of Congress each state gets. In yesterday's ruling out of New York, the judges said the move did violate federal law. An actress whose career ran from the original Avengers to Game of Thrones has passed away. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Diana Rigg, a commanding British actress whose career stretched from the iconic 1960s spy series The Avengers to fantasy juggernaut Game of Thrones, has passed away. She was 82. Rigg's agent, Simon Burstford, said she passed away at her home with her family. Her daughter, Rachel Sterling, said she died of cancer that was diagnosed in March. Rigg also starred in the 1969 James Bond thriller On Her Majesty's Secret Service as Tracy DiVincenzo, the only woman to ever marry, albeit briefly, Agent 007. George Lazenby, who made his only appearance as Bond in that film, said on Instagram that he was so sad to hear about the death of Diana Rigg. Rigg is survived by her daughter, son-in-law Guy Garvey, and one grandson. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.